Hashem spoke to Moshe, Achrei Moshe Nebnei Aaron. After the two sons of Aaron were Nifter, the Karvosom Lufnei Hashem Vayamutz, when they came close to Hashem, and they were Nifter. Vayamar Hashem on Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Dabra al Aaron Achicha, speak to Aaron your brother, Val Yovei B'chol Eisel HaKadosh Nibesh Laparoi. You should never come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim within the Paroichas that separate the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the Hikra. So the Sefer Shar Bas Rabin brings down the question. This first pasuk over here, L'chair is extra. V'davar Hashem al Moshach, R'moshen Ebnei Ahar. V'korvosim l'fnei Hashem v'yomusim. And then V'yemar Hashem al Moshach, Dabar al Ahar. What would be if you just would have skipped that first pasuk? It was just that, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Dabar al Aaron Achicha, Val Yovei B'chol Eis. What's this Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Achrei Moshe Nebnei Aaron? What is that being Moshe? Number two, the first post says Vayomer. The Lashon of Vayomer is a Lashon of Kosher. Lashon of Dibur Kosher, harsh words. And then it says Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. What's the switch between Vayomer and Vayomer? He brings down the shame of Chaim Vital, Talmud of the Arizal. He says that there was a hidden message over here in the first pasuk that Hashem told Moshe for himself. The second pasuk is what Hashem told Moshe to tell Aaron. Here it says Vayomer. He said it in a regular lashon. Vayidaber of the first pasuk is divrei toivrocha, is divrei musar to Aaron. Was it to Moshe Rabbeinu? Lashon of Dibur is Lashon of Dibur Kosher. What is the Dibur Musar over here? The Gemara says in Masechtas Makis Daf Yud Aleph that Eliyahu HaNavi used to come and learn with the Yeshua ben Levi. But then one time he stopped. Why? Because right near the town of Yeshua ben Levi, a lion attacked a person and killed him, and Yeshua ben Levi's Zechusim were not making on this person. And because of that, Eliyahu HaNavi stopped coming to Yeshua ben Levi. So, what's the pshat? Tenet Sid is because the tzaddik has a chiyuv to be mispalel on his surroundings. He doesn't only daven for himself, doesn't only daven for his mishpacha, but the tzaddik has a chiyuv to daven for all the people around him. And if such a thing could have happened in the vicinity of Yeshua ben Levi, it's a siman that he wasn't davening properly for the people around him. If he would have, this ma'aseh shouldn't have happened. If he said that was the Dibur Yitzchak to Moshe Rabbeinu. Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aharon, the Kavos of Bnei Hashem Vayamus. Number one, the Shnei Bnei Aharon, the schus of their father could have helped them out. Number two, their Aveiru was not so terrible. The Kavos of Bnei Hashem, they wanted to come close to Hashem. So it was a kind of a matzah that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have davened the way he should, he could have been making on them. That's why Dabar Hashem al Moshe, Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aharon. He spoke to Moshe during Musar, if you would have davened properly, then could be this thing wouldn't have happened. And then he told him what to give over to Aaron. Now this pshat is a chiddush nifla admoi, because Moshe Rabbeinu did daven for the sons of Aaron. There's Rashi in Parshas Shmini, you might have mentioned it. Rashi in Parshas Shmini says, Bnei Aaron hanoisorim, that the emesis that the gzeirah of Misa was set on all four sons of Aaron. Aaron was involved in the Chet Egel. Hashem, Midas Adin was Teveya, that all of Aaron's children should be nifted. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he put himself in, and he screamed, and he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he made it that the laws of any summer should still remain. So Moshe Rabbeinu did that. The Yafal Pekins of Ruchayim Vital, if he felt that his tefillos were answered somewhat, he should have davened even more. And Heichan Hadvarim HaMagiyim, how much does it feel? And that's really a lima to us as well. When we daven for ourselves, we have to daven for our neighbors, not only for our relatives, we have to daven for our neighbors, we have to daven for our entire surroundings. So unfortunately, might have happened in different parts of the world. Maybe if we would have davened harder, perhaps our tefillos could have helped. And there's a chiyuv that every year has to daven, kol Yisrael arayim zeh zeh. We have to daven for those people that are around us. Hashem said to Moshe, Dabro Aaron Achicha, speak to Aaron your brother, He should not come at any time to the Kodesh HaKadoshim within the Pareches. It's only with the cloud of smoke of the Ketairis will I appear. But he should not come to Chol Eis El HaKadosh. I saw a very interesting Machshavi here in the Sefer Dorosh Mordechai. Find that a Yid that's somewhat alienated from Yiddishkeit, when he finally decides to come to a shul, he enters with a reverence, he enters with a certain kavod, with a certain pachet. He's not used to it. You know, he doesn't usually walk into a shul. So when he does come in, he comes with a certain galosenkeit, with a certain edelkeit, and there's a certain air of respect about him. Hashem Jain us, we come to shul every day, three times a day. We walk into shul, we come to Harai, we don't give it a second thought. But the emesis, that comes because of our regilas. That's not the right way. A person really, if he put thought into where he's coming, see, he would come also with that same reverence that someone that Trachin comes. This is what David HaMelech was mispallel in Tehillim. David HaMelech says, Acha sha'alti mi'es Hashem, oisho avakesh. Shifti b'beis Hashem kol yimei chaya. I should sit in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. Lavzois b'noyam Hashem to see the pleasantness of Hashem. Ulevaker b'heicholi. Which sounds like I should visit his heichol. So the Rishayim asked the question, if you're there a whole time, what are you doing visiting? Shifti b'beis Hashem kol yimei chaya, and then ulevaker b'heicholi. If you're sitting there all the days of your life, then you're not visiting. Achmas high time that some Rishayim learn Ulevaker does not mean to visit. Ulevaker means to contemplate. To sit in the house of Hashem all the days of my life and to think in the words of Hashem. But other Stakatites means Ulevaker to visit. To watch the shot. They say that when a person sits in one place, in a Mokum Kiddusha, it's a Gval de Gazak. But sometimes he can lose that Frischkeit. He can lose that newness. He can lose that Ischachus. This is why the Kahanim, when they walked in the Beis HaMikdash, they walked in one entrance and they walked out a different entrance. Never to become Raja. So David HaMelech was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shifti b'Beis Hashem kol yimei chayai, Lavzeis b'noyam Hashem olakei v'eichon. After shot over here, Bal yavoy b'chol eis el HaKadosh. You shouldn't always come to the Kodesh HaKadosh. Because you're going to lose that ischachos, you're going to lose that pachat. This is an awesome place. Ma'anoy ra'amok ha'mazeh, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Bal yavi b'chalei shalai kadosh. What we look is massive. The emesis, this is a lesson for all of us. If we could approach a mitzvah as if it's al yavi b'chalei shalai kadosh, if we could just once, you know, put on a pair of drums if it's the first time that we're doing it, as if we don't always do it. That's the way we have to go to a mitzvah. I always have this regish. After Yom Kippur, I'm putting on my tefillin for the first time. I haven't put it on in over a week. Epis. It's his conscious. But then the days go by, and then, you know, by the Ganyan. But this Bal Yom Kippur is an attitude that we should have the way we approach the mitzvahs. That, you know, at least from time to time, we can do it all the time as Givaldi, but at least from time to time, as if I'm doing it for the first time. Yes, Hashem. This Tuesday will be the first time we say Tachlin in a month. I haven't said Tachlin in a month. I have that same heritage also. You know, we say Tachlin. I think that. But it's the first time we're saying it in a month. So L'chol HaPachas, you know, that first time should be with the Ischachos, the getter of Bal Yovei B'chol Eis El HaKadosh. I saw an interesting Maisa, how to go to a mitzvah. There was an Adam Gadol living in Eretz Yisrael. Hagoyim of Zvulun Graves, Zechat Tzadik Lebrach. Adam Gadol, the guy, and he used to get dressed very, you know, Amish, the very becoming the guy, fancy kapote, fancy Hamburg, with the putzel, the fancy tie, so the derech was Slavodkin. God was Adam, Malchus, and people didn't quite, some people didn't quite understand his Malchus. One time his Einikel said over a nice room. His Einikel, you know, when he was very older, his Einikel used to sleep with him in the same room. One night, 2 o'clock in the morning, he puts on his kapota, he puts on his tie, he puts on his hat,
If he's going to a chasm, so we have to say they're going at this hour. So we have to say Kriya Shema L'Amida. He said over that Maisa, said this is the way that you got into a mitzvah. You go, you do a mitzvah in royalty. Actually, the pshat over here to do a mitzvah with a mahalach, val yovei b'choleis al ha-kodesh, that's a gevalvig and gevalvig ha-avayim. By the Seir Echad L'Hashem and the Seir Echad L'Azazel, I saw a government mitzvah. I saw brought down, she the Sefer Ha-Akedah. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davka make it that we have to do it all day of Goyim? No, it's like a lottery, you know, which one's going to be Lashem, which one's going to be Lazazel. Just take two Seirim, they're equal in height, they're equal in Mara, they're equal in age, and Pikaveya, this is Lashem and this is Lazazel. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midafka make it, it should be Alpi of God? So a Dover Nifla, the biggest sign that the Torah is telling us over here. Let someone think, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it possible people to do tshuva when they're managed for Sean, pushing more than people that managed to go against them. And it gives them the opportunity of kapara on Yom Kippur. And the answer is, because there's people in Klal Yisrael, not all people are created equally. A lot of people do chatan not because they really want to. They were created with a bad teva. They were created with bad tendencies. They were created with naturally bad needs. And not everybody wants to do it. Hakam HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everybody the Koyach HaBechira. And we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't, you know, give a person the Siyanis unless he also gives them the Koyach to do Tshuva. There are plenty of people, and we see this. People are born with Midas of anger, and people are born. And a lot of times you have Bali Aveira that they would prefer not to be the way they are, but they were created with certain big tendencies. That's why the Torah says, Goyro Lech. The same way these seers did not have a choice which one goes Lashem and which one goes Lazazel. Not every person has such an easy choice. It's clear that he was not much taken away, but people are born with different kinds of tendencies. I see that a lot of times in the classroom. You know, a lot of times you got two kids sitting in the classroom, one kid is much naturally lost, and much naturally as a Yushin, just wildly kid. Not fair, right? But that's the way it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created different people differently. This is his Goyru, and this is his Goyru. Everybody has their nisyanos. Sometimes a person has it easier, sometimes a person has it more difficult. So therefore, you shouldn't ask, how is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it so easy for Rishon to do tshuva? Because chances are that those Rishon were also born with bad tendencies, and they had it difficult. And Hashem makes it possible for all of them to be able to do tshuva. That's a meridiki yisoy. The pickers of Chazal. When Chazal say, "Al todnas chaveircha ad shetagiel l'mekayim," do not judge your friend till you reach his place. It's impossible to ever judge your friend. Why? Because you don't know his matzah. He might look the same as you. He might live right near you. But different people are born with different tendencies and different shverikayim. And what's easy to you does not come easy to him. Not only in Kishrin, but in learning, but in Gael Womatzavim. And people cannot understand someone unless they're in the same matzav. And because you're never in the same matzav, you can't judge somebody else. It's too many to get ISIS. So, one I said over in the past, a time once he was away from home, and he came to an inn that was owned by a Yid. And the owner takes him around, he sits him in the dining room. All of a sudden, this gruff-looking fellow walks in, big bruiser of a fellow. Where's the waiter? Waiter comes running. Bring me whatever. Waiter comes with his app and he starts dictating to the guy. Not, you know, becoming life. So Kavitzhayim asks the innkeeper, who is this kid? It's not good. It's a big rachman. Says he's never a cantonist. He was taken away as a child. Doesn't know much. And he's not Meyushin. He's not. Sometimes says, is he Shomer Shabbos? Goes, yeah. He says, does he put on tefillin every day? Maybe, yeah. Goes, yeah. What's his name? Yankel, they call him.
Zayin looks over to him. He says, Sholom Aleichem, Reb Yankif. Reb Yankif, though he ever addressed him as Reb Yankif. Is it true that I heard about you? So what did he hear about? Is it true that you were taken away at a very young age from home? Yeah. And it's true that you're still a Shema Shabbos? Somebody was away from home for so long, he wants to go. He should still be a Shomer Shabbos. Oy, Ashrei Chelkecha, Alamayim, my chelek should be with you. Is it also true when I hear the Ikif Kashrus? Yeah. Oy, 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 plon. It's truly plon too. Yeah, I know. As the whole time's talking, tears start coming down this fellow's face. He softens up. He became a different person. That's why the Chofetz Chaim looked at a person, you know, a different background. The Dover Pella he saw.
After the 1929 Chevron massacre, shortly afterwards, a group of young Galat came to speak to Yitzchak Chaim Zonnefeld and one of them piped up, this ma'aseh, it only happened because of the Tzionim. They played soccer on Shabbos, you know, often Chil Shabbos and Vanessia. It happened because of that.
So Yosef Chaim, who himself was a big Kanoi, he says it happened because of them. Really? You really think HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it in for them? Who are these people? He says, these are the kids of people that were Cantonists. Came from Russia.
Taken away, the parents were taken, the father was taken away, the little kid never got anything.
He raised his kids without him.
We know better than them. Baruch is not born with Trini and Riyasev.
Right? I'm not on them.
Riyasev Chaim, who was the Kanoi over here? Different people are created differently. And not everybody's judgment is the same. Hashem does not judge them the way he judges us. Or people that were given a better opportunity. But that's the Indian of the Gairolas over here, that even the biggest Russia, you have to be done with top schools. If it were up to him, he'd rather not be that way. That is that in you. Satan posit weiter about Yom Kippur. V'hoysa zois lochem l'chukas oylam. L'chaper al b'nei Yisrael mikol chatosam. This should be a choit forever. To be mechaper for the b'nei Yisrael. Achas bashana. One time a year. Ayaska shesiv ha-shem es moishu. So Rabbi Lopyan was saying the shmuz in Kfar Chassidim, the Shiva Kfar Chassidim. This was by Ne'ilim, Toshin Chav. He was saying the shmuz by Ne'ilim. And he asked the question, why does the Torah say over here, Achas Barshana? All Yom Tovim come Achas Barshana. You know, shmuz comes once a year, Rosh Hashanah once a year. Why does the Torah stress over here, Achas Barshana? It says there's a Gemara in Masech Mismayit Korban Dav Chav Ches. It says, why is the parasha of Miriam, when she was Nifter, right next to the parasha of Pora Aduma? To teach you that just like Pora Aduma is Mechaper, Misosan Shal Tzadikim is also Mechaper. And why is the parasha of Arms being Nifter right next to the parasha of Big Day Kahuna? To teach you that just like Big Day Kahuna are Mechaper, so too Mises Tzadikim are Mechaper. So what do you see from over here? That despite the fact that Yom Kippur is Mechaper, there's other times during the year where there's not Sovim, we have a Yom Kippur. When it's Tzadik is Nifter, it's Daim to a Yom Kippur. That's why the Torah is telling us over here, you have one opportunity during the year to be Mechaper. Utilize that opportunity so that you won't have to come on to other opportunities. If you utilize the opportunity of Yom Kippur and you do Tshuva the way you should, and Yom Kippur's Mechaper, you're not going to have to come on to Mises Tzadikim to be Mechaper. You won't need those other Matzah. Fortunately, that Matzah Yom Kippur, they found out that the Brisker Rov was Nifter, you know, Amish Nifter during that time. So, thus is the Pshat. Achas Barshana,
utilize the achas bashana, you shouldn't have to come on to more opportunities to be mechaper on your aveir. It's on the chudish dike Ramban, the parsha of Arayas. The isha el achoisa leisikach. You should not take a woman and her sister together. Don't marry them together. Litzroer, to make them rivals against each other. Tzorei zulazu. Legalos ervoso lebechayim. Don't take isha el achoisa, litzroer, to make them rivals against each other. So the Ramban says over here, Amayu de Kipshat. Ramban says that the isra isha el achoisa leisikach is slightly different than the other arayas. For example, by isha ubita, taking a mother and her daughter, right? Torah doesn't say over there leisikach litzvar. Over there it says isha, you shouldn't take, a person shouldn't take isha ubita. There is an isra of erev mitzad the kurva. Mitzad, there's blood relations over there. You're not allowed to take a mother and a daughter. But here there's a ben odom lechaveri de ke'inyan involved. Two sisters are naturally supposed to love each other. What are you doing? Your mamash taking their love and you're turning it into a sinner. She'd be machna sinner in a matzah that is supposed to be love. That is a son and covet. Ben Adam, it's a son and ben Adam lachaveiroi. Yisha lachoysa lachzikah. Litzor olel lagalus ervosa olav. Now it's an interesting sentence. This is different than all the other arayas. All the other arayas come inside the kurva, inside the relationship or whatever. This comes because you're bringing in sinna, the makom where there should be a haba. And that's a terrible, terrible haba. So even over here, there's an ina ben adam l'chaveir. So, Simcha Zisel Brody has a sefer on the Rambams, a sefer Song Derek. He says he's moisif to this. The emes is that we know that Eretz Yisrael spits out. The Isser Arayis was goyrim, that because of that, v'lesoki ha'aretz eschem. Eretz Yisrael spits out those that are not knowing the Kedusha of the Tahara. Nichol in this is also this Erva. Right? Setting up because of an Indian of Ben Adam Lachadei, right? The earth cannot be saved with a son of Ben Adam Lachadei. And Kachavi Amais, I mean, we see the Bais Rishon was Nechrav, because I'm like, the Zargili Arais and Shvichas Domin. Bais Sheni was Nechrav because of Ben Adam Lachadei, because of Sinus Chinam. So you see that also, Eretz Yisrael, not only does it spit out people that are nichshol in Ben Adam L'Amalkai, but also in a Ben Adam L'Chaveri, Eretz Yisrael spits out both people. One more thing I'd like to say here, and that is, it says, U'shmartem es chukoysei ves mishpotai, asher yasa oysam ha'odam v'chai bohem, ani Hashem. You should keep my chukim and mishpotem, that a person should do v'chai b'hem and live by them. What is the meaning of v'chai b'hem? So there's a Gemara in Yuma Daf Pehei that says, v'chai b'hem v'loy shiyamas b'hem. Pikuach nefesh is doy v'kol ha'tay v'kula. Except for three aveiros, avei dezara, gili arayis, and shvichas damim, which over there, pikuach nefesh is not doy for them, but the rest of the Torah says that a person is in a matzah of sakana, v'chai b'hem v'loy shiyamas b'hem. Rashi and the Ramban both bring down Tayus Kahanim, the Chai Bohem Lo'olam Habo. The mitzvahs are the things that are going to sustain you in Olam Habo. This is the nourishment in Olam Habo, which means that a person has to picture down here. He wouldn't have a means of food to sustain himself. You go around begging, go around mamish looking all over for food. A person cannot survive up there in Olam Habo. What sustains us? It's the mitzvahs and the way we do the mitzvahs. And the Ramban says that if a person puts more hachana into the mitzvah, more preparation into the mitzvah, more thought into the mitzvah, then that mitzvah has more nutrients in it and it has more of a potency to be able to sustain him in Olam Haba. Well, the hefech of a person does not prepare himself well. Ramban also says it depends what your kavana is. It's an interesting thing. People that only do something they will get all their schar b'olam hazeh. If a person does mitzvahs because he wants olam haba, so then he will be nitzel midinah shel gehenna and he'll be nitzel from the shvarakaitin up there. But a person that doesn't machmas ahavas Hashem, And that's mamish with the full kavana. He says, "Sai will be zoicha to oilam hazeh and to oilam haba." It's good to mention the Mori de Kipshat that I saw. He starts saying Pirkei Yovis this week. So he said, "Kol Yisrael Yeshua Ham Chelak wa oilam haba." Why the chal do we say that? It's not part of Pirkei Yovis. The answer is because of a person who learns Pirkei Yovis. Al Inyanim, you can get a chalishas hadas. I'm so far away from all these Inyanim. You know, how am I ever going to be zoicha? Krishna says, calm down. Kol Yisrael Yeshua Ham Chelak wa oilam haba. You have your chelak already. It's yours to lose. Right? But you have it already. Don't worry about it. So the Svarim asks, so if I have the chelik already, so then what do I have to work hard for? So I once heard a murder the Gemarshal. There was a father that was nifter, and he left over a big estate amongst three sons. Beautiful, beautiful, flourishing lands. And the sons divided it up amongst three of them. And the sons were different from each other. One fellow was a very hard-working fellow, very meticulous. And the same way his father put avodah into it, he worked on it with the plowing and the fertilizing and the watering with all things. The next guy, he was willing to work, but he wasn't so meticulous, he wasn't so hard-working. The third guy, Stan, was a lazy guy. He just was a loafer. He wasn't interested in any work at all. After the first year that they had inherited it, you already were able to see a chiluk. This field was as beautiful as ever, if not even more beautiful. This field was not like that, but it still had shaykhs. The third field was a little bit off with weeds and wild growing things, but Ephes still had shaykhs. After the second and the third and the fourth and the tenth year, it was a major difference. This was as lush as ever. This was already falos, and this was totally barren. We have that chelik that Hashem gives us, over depending on what we put into it, that's what it's going to look like. If we're meticulous, if we put our vayda into it, it'll be lush, it'll be flourishing, the fruits are going to be delicious, myriad. If we're less meticulous, it'll be nicker. If we're totally lazy, the thing will be totally barren. So that's what the Torah is telling us over here. Ashiyasha adam v'chai v'hem lo'ilam haba. What you put into it over here, that's going to sustain you. And the way you put into it over here, the amount that you put into it, that's how potent the nutrients are going to be. Lo'olam haba. A good Shabbos, everybody.